NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. There's been a bombing at Russia's biggest airport at Moscow. NPR's David Green is on his way there and says there aren't many details yet, but he says there are deaths.
Investigators at this point are calling it a suicide bombing, although that's the only source that we have right now characterizing this in any way. Russian authorities are telling Interfax there are 10 people dead, 20 injured, and it sounds like they are still sorting out the events that took place at the airport here in Russia today.
That's NPR's David Green. He's on his way now to Moscow's airport after a bombing there today. Afghanistan's parliament has been in limbo for months because of investigations into government fraud. The debate over how to proceed is threatening to cause a constitutional crisis. Meanwhile, as NPR's Quill Lawrence reports, a top police general has been killed north of Kabul.
Afghan police officials say that General Saeed Habib, a senior police inspector, was shot leaving a mosque in a village about 40 miles north of Kabul. No suspects were apprehended. 4 months after the vote, tense negotiations continue over Afghanistan's parliament deadlock. President Hamid Karzai named a special tribunal to resolve fraud complaints, but Afghanistan's electoral bodies, with the backing of the U.S. and the United Nations, have already certified the results. Karzai is under pressure to increase the number of seats for Pashtuns, who make up the bulk of the insurgency. In the meantime, without a legislature, the president can rule by decree. Quill Lawrence, NPR News, Kabul.
At least 10 people are dead in two bombings in Iraq today. The bombs targeted Shiite pilgrims attending a religious ceremony. A chill across the U.S. East today, but forecasters say it should ease somewhat starting tomorrow. The Arctic front brings Saranac Lake, New York, a 35 degree below zero reading early this morning. Thousands of volunteers will hit the streets and alleys this week to conduct a once-a-year count of the homeless population in the U.S. NPR's Pam Fessler reports it's called the Point in Time Count.
No one really knows how many people are living on the nation's streets or in homeless shelters, but the annual point in time count is one of the better estimates. Volunteers usually go out overnight or in the early morning hours to count individuals and families living outside. They also count those in emergency shelters and other temporary housing. The federal government said there were almost 650,000 homeless individuals in the country on a single night in 2009. It was a slight decrease from the year before, although other counts show a slight increase in homelessness. The biggest change since the start of the recession has been a large jump in the number of homeless families. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.
Demonstrators in Belgium are demanding politicians overcome a logjam and form a new government. In Tunisia, protesters remain in the streets, insisting that officers of the deposed president's government give up power. Stocks are up in early trading on some good corporate news. This is NPR News. It'll be the Pittsburgh Steelers and Green Bay Packers facing off in Super Bowl 45. The Packers are the NFC Championship winners with a 21-14 win over the Chicago Bears. And the AFC title goes to the Steelers, who've beaten the New York Jets 24-19. NPR's Mike Pesca has this wrap-up.
Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers began the NFC Championship game in Chicago by slicing up the Bears' defense on his way to a game-opening touchdown drive. The Packers' 14-0 halftime lead certainly seemed like enough to top a struggling Bears offense. But in the second half, thanks to an injured starter and an inept backup, the Bears went to their third-string QB, and the unheralded Caleb Haney gave his team its first spark. But in the end, the Packers were too strong, holding on to win 21-14. The Steelers also opened their game with a touchdown drive and established a big lead by halftime. But the New York Jets came back, shutting out the Steelers in the second half. In the end, the Steelers held on 24-19. Mike Pesca, NPR News.
I like to consider myself as your personal physical instructor and your health consultant, coming into your home every day.
And that's Jack LaLanne on the TV show that made him famous starting in the 1950s, bringing the idea of fitness to Americans before it was cool. He once joked that dying would wreck his image. LaLanne is dead at age 96 of complications from pneumonia. He died at his home in Morro Bay, California, on the Central Coast. Jack LaLanne pitched the ideas of staying in shape and eating healthful foods, including fruits and vegetables, on his show from the 1950s to the 1970s and through his chain of fitness studios. He called it a lifestyle, something you do the rest of your life. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.
Support for